The ramp?
And then inside that, the wooden parks? Well...
Pub?
Now that the ramp's on.
Oh, no.
The outside wooden part of the wing. There a special name for that?
Oh, the, some people call it the rim, some people call it the felly, or the fellows, or the feller.
What do you, oh, are you looking for tire?
No.
Tire or rim, either one.
Rim is what, the little wagon.
Well, you can have a metal tire, too.
If you're using a wagon, and you have a two-horse team, do you know what you call a, the bar behind each horse? Now, this is rather exotic stuff.
It is.
You'd be surprised, though, when I get out in the country.
My father could tell you.
How people strike out.
I love this, I'd like to hear about it.
You just don't have these things anymore.
Only reason I know anything about it is because of my uncle in Missouri, and then what I, because the farm, our farm right out of town didn't have teams and horses and things, but Uncle Tom did, he raised them.
When you're riding a horse, what do you hold in your hands?
The reins.
What do you put your feet in?
Stirrups.
And what holds the saddle up?
Girth, the...
Let me go get you a copy of this, and you can just follow along.
Me and you, I meant me, because I'm chiming in every time.
Well, that's all right, go ahead.
Yeah, I've been...
Oh, you're singing your song by yourself out there. Well, what would you put on the head of a horse if you were gonna break him?
You mean a bit?
No, what would you put over, around his head, too?
Bridle? But not necessarily to break him, you'd use a bridle for other reasons, too.
And if you took a horse on an extended trip and you wanted to feed him, would you have anything special to put over his head?
You know, feed bag. Thank goodness I watch television.
I'll make a note of that. If you were driving a team, what would you say to make the horses go to the left?
Gosh, I don't know. I never get them straight. G and Haw.
Mm-hmm. Any special name for the left horse?
No, not that I know.
And if you want these horses to start in, what would you tell them?
As in giddy up.
And if you want them to go faster, once you get them started?
Nothing.
And if you want them to stop?
Whoa.
And if you want them to go the other way? Say.
Back up?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, which way would they go if you told them that?
Backward.
And if you said giddy up?
Forward. Mm-hmm. I'd love to hear what people that really know say about that.
Yeah,
it'd be fascinating.
Thing.
Do they? Is there any other?
What would you call an arrangement like this that you set up to put planks on, to saw them?
A horse.
How about one like this for wood?
A rick?
Uh-huh.
I mean, a
construction. Mm-hmm. And, what did your grandfather use to shave?
A straight razor.
Mm-hmm. How did he sharpen it?
He honed it.
On
a strap.
Mm-hmm.
Or a strop, I believe you call it. Razor strop. Leather.
Mm-hmm. What did he put the lather on with?
A brush.
Mm-hmm.